Burbot Conservation, David Sparks Sportsman Spotlight. I love conservation stories, so when I got an email from Roger Phillips, Public Information Supervisor for the Idaho Fish and Game, saying that Burbot have made an amazing comeback in northern Idaho, it piqued my interest.
Tell me about Burbots. I saw that we're trying to save Burbots.
We were and we did, and that's the beauty of it, because we don't save these things to put them under glass and say, see, we saved them. The whole intent of the Burbot restoration was to get that sport fishery back, which decades ago was very valuable and people really enjoyed. And this was a joint project by numerous entities, including the Coeur d'Alene Tribe and Montana and Canada. Yeah, there's a hatchery up in North Idaho that raises burbot. Over the years, we've got those things to rebound, and we've got a self-sustaining population, so we reopened that fishery.
Just kind of cruising around the internet, they're in decline in a lot of places, including Montana.
Yeah, but it was very specific to a couple of bodies of water up there. This isn't a reflection of nationwide. It's kind of like bull trout. Montana still fishes for bull trout in certain drainages, but on a very limited basis, and that's kind of how it is with burbot, too. And the fact that these were hatchery-raised and kick-started, that gives us a few more options.
Okay, all you fishionados out there, it's spelled burbot, B-U-R-B-O-T. How many of you have actually caught one? Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.